From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
NASDAQ plans a new option for slower speed trading. Details in a moment.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The Wall Street Journal says the NASDAQ market is planning a new option for investors who say they can't keep up with rapid-fire trading. It comes as exchange operators are trying to respond to IEX Group, the startup that won regulatory approval in June to launch a market that slows the pace of trading. Dave Michaels wrote the story in the Journal and joins us now. Dave, the NASDAQ and other exchanges originally opposed this move by IEX. Why is that?
NASDAQ and other market operators, such as the owner of the New York Stock Exchange, opposed IEX because they said that the IEX trading model was essentially illegal. There's a feature to the IEX model where IEX has a speed bump that intentionally slows down the arrival and departure of orders and, you know, other message traffic that goes in and out of the exchange. And if you strictly read the rules, the federal regulations that govern exchanges and how trading occurs, if you strictly read them, it looks like the IEX speed bump might actually violate those rules. Eventually, the SEC said that the speed bump is so minuscule in terms of the time that it adds that it did not violate those rules.
And when we say minuscule, we really mean it. What is the time difference?
Yeah, the speed bump is 350 microseconds. So that's essentially 350 millionths of a second.
Wow. NASDAQ had originally planned to sue the Securities and Exchange Commission if the agency had approved IEX's bid to launch its slower speed exchange. Now it's unveiling its own rival to IEX, and it plans to seek approval for it from the SEC. What is different or unique about NASDAQ's approach?
NASDAQ is not trying to introduce a speed bump. It is putting forward an option for traders and brokers to use special instructions when they submit orders, that if they agree not to cancel the order for about 1 second, that order would go to the front of the queue among similarly priced orders. So in a way, it would protect the user of that order type from traders that are faster than that particular investor is. It's not an actual sort of fixed feature of the exchange. It wouldn't apply to every single order like the IEX speed bump would. It would become an option for brokers and traders to use if they so chose to.
Is this supposed to appeal to mutual funds?
That's what NASDAQ says. You know, it's funny. Since I wrote the story, I've had some interaction with experts on Twitter who actually say that, you know, this could be an order type used more by market makers because it would allow them to get to the front of the queue among other orders, and they would probably be willing to go along with the condition that they don't cancel a quote for about 1 second. So I think maybe it appeals to mutual funds in the sense that some of them are wary about the need for speed in the U.S. equity markets, but there would definitely be other kinds of market participants that would perhaps adopt the order type.
Now, wasn't IEX mentioned or made famous in the book by Michael Lewis, Flash Boys? Flash Boys was basically making the charge that exchanges sold advantages to high-frequency traders.
Right. That's kind of how IEX became famous, and IEX's founders became famous, as they were the heroes of that book. And the book essentially claimed, as you said, that the system was rigged by kind of a group of exchanges that sold certain preferences and products to high-frequency traders and that brokers were kind of in the game too, and that all this stuff kind of disadvantaged long-term investors like mutual funds.
Is there any timetable on NASDAQ's application when it hopes to get it approved?
No, there is. They hope the commission, the SEC, would approve this by the end of the year, but the whether that happens or not, it'll still be interesting to watch how other exchanges respond to IEX. I mean, the bigger picture here is that, you know, you've got this new entrant IEX, which is very, very small right now, and which may only appeal to a segment of the market. And the question is whether these other established exchanges how they're going to respond. Are they going to respond aggressively, or are they going to somehow accommodate IEX? And so far, this is sort of the first indication. This particular order type submission is the first indication of what we see of how we've seen exchanges responding.
That's right. And there's no word yet from Intercontinental Exchange, the owner of the NYSE, on what their plans are.
Not yet, but they've been very critical of IEX. You know, they've sent out, they've sent letters. They've sent letters to their listed companies. They've bashed IEX in some of these letters and said that IEX would be bad for these listed companies and bad for trading. So, you know, we don't yet know how they will respond. It seems unlikely that they'd do their own speed bump, but as we've seen with NASDAQ, there are other ways for exchanges to respond without having to go sort of as far in terms of structural changes as IEX has.
Dave Michaels of the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.